I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and we're talking about kids and animals in cars during the summer heat. The safety of children, pets, and even disabled adults is important to remember because what may seem like just a few minutes stop could turn deadly. What are some of the things that we need to think about with any type of person in a vehicle for a little bit of time in the summer heat?
Just remember, when you're in a hot car on that 80-degree day, it can turn 120 very quickly, and it can get hot quickly, and especially for a little kiddo, you know, their body retains heat quicker than us adults, and then you got dogs that do the same thing. They're smaller bodied, and so it's more of a risk to them. And poses could be possibly fatal in a matter of minutes or even short half an hour or an hour.
Do you run into this quite often during the summer?
We do. More so animals. You know, we get a lot of calls on animals. Like you said, that short trip running into the store or paying a bill that you think is only 5 minutes, the reality of it is we stay and talk or have to fill something out, and it turns into 20, 30 minutes. And that short few minutes can be a matter of life or death sometimes, and pose that dangerous risk.
Are there ways to help prevent this? So, you know, little things that we can do to remind us that we've got somebody else in the vehicle with us?
Just a few things. You know, put your lunchbox or your bill in the back of the vehicle or next to your child or your animal to remind you that is in there. And so that way you can take it in with you or be in there a short time. We're going to get called no matter what, whether it's 3 minutes, 5 minutes. The police are going to get called because that's the way our community, the care that they have for children, elderly, and animals, they care. So they're going to report that as quick as possible.
If we do see this, how do we report it?
The best thing to do is call immediately. You would want to look around and see if the owner of the vehicle or the occupant of the vehicle is close by. And then call the police and document it of what time you called. And if you can, look at the heat index on your phone or find a way to do that. Of course, that's something the police will do. We're going to look at the temperature outside and try to eventually get the temperature inside the vehicle. But the best thing would be to do is call us and document it as soon as possible.
If it seems like the child has been in there a while or the animal and they're not responsive, can an average person take action?
Definitely. You know, life is the most important thing. And so to save lives is what we all do as human beings. And that's our empathy and our compassion kicking in. Of course, it'd be best to call us and notify us first. But if you see an unresponsive animal or child or just an elderly or human being inside of a car, the best thing would be to call us first and attempt to get in that car for their safety and contact them, try to do the best life-saving maneuvers possible.
If the average person chooses to take action and get into the vehicle by breaking a window or something, are they responsible for those damages?
The best thing would be to call us, but you have to, if it's life or non-life, would be to get in that vehicle, and criminally you're not going to be held responsible, and we're going to work with you to make that right. But the person that left, you know, that child or that animal in there could be criminally charged for that particular incident.
That is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and this is Cop Talk.